This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Union Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya today said that the Indian Olympics Association has registered its protest to United World Wrestling in the disqualification issue of woman wrestler Vinesh Phogat in the Paris Olympics. In a Suomoto statement in Lok Sabha, Mr. Mandaviya said the centre is providing all sorts of help to the women wrestlers, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi personally called the president of IOA, P.T. Usha, over the issue. Mr. Mandaviya said the IOA has been asked to explore all the possibilities in this case. The minister said that as per rules and regulations of UWW, if any athlete does not participate in weighing or fails in specific weight criterion, they are disqualified from the competition and placed in last position without any rank. He said Phogat was playing in the 50 kg category and her weight was found 100 gram more from stipulated criterion. President Draupadi Murmu has lauded the efforts of wrestler Vinesh Phogat in the Paris Olympics so far. In a social media post, President Murmu said that while the whole country shares her disappointment at the disqualification, she remains a champion in the hearts of 1.4 billion people. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has offered consolation to the wrestler after her disqualification. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said that the setback is hurtful and he is lost for words to express his despair. Home Minister Amit Shah has also expressed distress over the disqualification of wrestler Vinesh Phogat in the Paris Olympics. President Draupadi Murmu has reached Auckland, New Zealand this afternoon on a state visit at the invitation of Governor-General Dame Cindy Kiro. The visit will provide further impetus to India-New Zealand bilateral relations. Our correspondent reports that this visit is expected to give further impetus to the growing relations in a large number of areas. The President will hold bilateral meetings with the Governor-General Dame Cindy Kiro and Prime Minister Christopher Luxon. The President is scheduled to address an international education conference in Wellington, where India is the guest of honour. Commerce and Industries Minister Piyush Goyal today urged the Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, BIMSTEC countries, for faster negotiations of Free Trade Agreement, FTA. Delivering the keynote address at the BIMSTEC Business Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal highlighted that despite each member's economic prowess, the trade between the BIMSTEC countries is small. The High Commission of India in Dhaka, Bangladesh has issued an advisory for Indian nationals living in the country. The Commission, in its advisory, said, in view of the ongoing situation in Bangladesh, the Indian community members and the Indian students residing in Bangladesh are advised to avoid local travel and minimize their movement outside their living premises. It further added, in any case of urgency or need for assistance, Indian nationals can reach out to the High Commission and Assistant High Commissions at the 24-hour emergency number. These numbers are +880 1937 400 591 and +880 1814 654797. These numbers can also be contacted through WhatsApp. In Bangladesh, after major reshuffle in top level of army, new authorities have reconstituted the police force of the country today. The new regime replaced the additional Inspector General of Police, Mohammed Harun al-Rashid, as Director General of Rapid Action Battalion with AKM Shahidur Rahman, while Mohammed Mainul Hassan has been appointed as new Commissioner of Dhaka Metropolitan Police, DMP. The Public Security Division under the Ministry of Home Affairs issued a notification in this regard. Earlier, Bangladesh President Mohammad Shahabuddin dissolved the parliament and appointed Nobel laureate Mohammad Yunus as the head of an interim government. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast widespread rainfall over Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand during the next 4 days. Very heavy rainfall is also likely today over Himachal Pradesh, West Uttar Pradesh, East Madhya Pradesh and Uttarakhand. Meanwhile, heavy rainfall conditions will prevail over Jammu Kashmir, East Uttar Pradesh, East Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh during the next 2 to 3 days. These conditions will also be present over Tamil Nadu, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and Goa today. Government has informed that various steps are being taken to eradicate poverty. In a written reply in Lok Sabha, Minister of State for Statistics and Program Rao Inderjeet Singh said, as per Niti Aayog's report, around 25 crore people have escaped poverty during 2013-14 to 2022-23. And that is the end of this news bulletin.